This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is an open ear.
今天以大家互相勉励的题目就是开通的耳朵。There
was one time, quite a few years ago, that I knew a brother.
那几年前我认识一位弟兄。
He was about 60 years old at that time.
在当时他大约是60多岁。
And then he complained to me, now recently my ability to hearing seems to be losing a little bit day by day.
他这样子跟我投诉说，他说最近我的那个听力好像是每一天都变得越来越不好了。
He suspected maybe due to the aging process.
那他认为应该是因为年老的原因吧。
And then after a few weeks, he complained again. Oh, you know, the hearing loss is so fast.
过了几个星期，他又在跟我说，他说这个听力的能力失去得很快。
I lose half of my ability to hear.
我差不多现在有一大半的听力都失去了。
Like a really old man.
真的像是一位非常老的人一样。
But actually, he's not that old.
可是呢，其实他并没那么老。
So I suggest to him maybe he should have a doctor appointment to check it out.
所以我就跟他建议说，可能你应该去看医生检查一下。
I ask him, do you have any infection or anything strange?
那我问他，有没有任何的发炎或者是任何的奇怪的事情发生呢？
No, so everything seems normal, but just aging so fast.
他说没有啊，一些事情都非常的正常，只是这个衰老实在是太快了。
And then he agreed, so he went to see a doctor.
他也同意，后来也去看了医生。
Doctor check him out.
那医生为他做了检查。
There's no infection.
也没有发炎。
He's not that old.
也 不是这么老,
but the doctor find out, oh, actually, inside his ear is a big blockage of earwax.
那后来，原来医生发现他的耳朵里面有一个很大的耳垢，堵住了那个耳朵。
Maybe he never cleaned his ears or having too much earwax.
很可能是很长时间没有清理耳朵的原因吧。
So the doctor really gouged out that wax for him.
所以后来，医生就帮他把那个耳垢把它弄出来了。
Right after the moment, the wax is out. Wow, the brother feel, oh, I can hear right now.
现在当医生帮他清理了耳朵以后，他立刻就说，现在可以听得很清楚了。
I'm so comfortable hearing.
现在很清楚，很舒服了。
So we know that when an ear is blocked, even though you speak very loud outside, you cannot hear.
所以呢，我们知道，当如果一个人的耳朵被塞住了，虽然你跟他很大声的说话，他也是可以没听到的。
Spiritually, it's exactly the same.
属灵上也是同样的。
We hear not with this physical ears only.
我们不单只是用这个属肉体的耳朵去听。
When we hear from God, we have to hear from a spiritual ears.
所以呢，我们如果要听神的话，就必须要用属灵的耳朵去听。
But this ear, is it blocked or normally functioning?
那这个耳朵是否是被塞住，或者是正常的操作呢？
Turn to Psalm chapter 40, verse 6.
我们看 诗篇第40篇第6节。
Psalm chapter 40, verse 6.
诗篇第40篇第6节。 诗篇40篇第6节，祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通我的耳朵，燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。
This verse is the Psalms of David.
这是大卫的所作的诗。
David, why in his life he is so blessed by God?
为什么在大卫的一生里面这么的蒙神祝福呢？
Because he knows exactly what God wants from him.
因为他很清楚知道神要他做什么。
Sometimes we believe in God for our whole life, but we don't know what God wants from us.
很多时候我们信主信了一世，可是却不知道神要我们做什么。
We give the things that God doesn't really want or not the one the most.
我们给神不是神所要的，或者是不是神最所要的。
So that's why David, he used his whole life to find out what does God want.
所以大卫用他的一生去寻求看神最喜悦的是什么。
Here tell us, the sacrifice and gift are not what you desire.
这里大卫说，燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。
But you have opened my ears.
可是你已经开通我的耳朵。
So David also struck his life that his ears to be opened to God.
这里大卫他也希望他的 耳朵被神所开通。
So this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
So in what area our ears should open to God?
所以在哪一方面我们的耳朵应当是被神所开通呢？
We share a few points this morning.
今天早上与大家来分享几点。
First, our ears must be open so that we can follow God's instruction.
So 第一点就是我们的耳朵必须要开通，因为要跟随神的指示，
遵行神的道。Verse 6 tells us, offering and sacrifices and gifts and sin offerings, not what you want.
第六节告诉我们，所有的犯忌和赎罪祭非你所要。
Sometimes we ask, what does God want?
有时候我们会问，神要什么呢？
Oh yes, God wants us to come to church.
神要我们来教会。
Oh yes, God wants us to offer our tithe.
神要我们献上十一捐。
Yes, God wants us to serve Him to do holy work.
神要我们侍奉他做这些教会的圣工。
But is this what God wants the most?
可是这些是神最要的吗？
Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七诗篇四十篇第七节。那时我说看啊，我来了，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
Verse 8.
第八节，我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
Here, David is make a prophecy about Lord Jesus Christ.
这里大卫在这里预言主耶稣基督。
Verse 7 tells us actually is referring to Lord Jesus Christ.
第七节这里所说的其实就是指着耶稣基督所说的。
When Jesus came,
当主耶稣来的时候
，He do everything that is written on the scroll.
他所做的一切事都是在经上已经记载的。
This means before it happened, already foretold it will happen.
就是说在还没有发生之前已经被预言将要发生的。
And everything that Lord Jesus did is follow the will of the Heavenly Father.
所以耶稣基督所做的每一样都是遵行天父的旨意所行的。
And for David, he strived his whole life to do the same.
而大卫呢，他就用尽了他的一生去做同样的
事情。That is to just follow instruction of God.
就是只是遵行神的旨意。
If you don't have a good ear, you cannot follow instruction.
如果没有一个好的耳朵，就不能够去遵行旨意。
So you must have a good hearing to follow instruction.
所以必须有好的听力，才能够去遵行所要做的。
But the problem is not just using this ear to listen.
那问题是不单只是用这个属肉体的耳朵。
You have to listen it to the heart.
而是要用心去听。
Let's turn to Job chapter 33.
我们看这个约伯记第33章。
The book of Job chapter 33.
约伯记33章
verse 16,
第16节。
Job 33 verse 16.
约伯记33章第16节。
Here it tells us to open the ears so that to seal the teachings of the Lord in their heart.
这里说要开通他们的耳朵将当收的教训印在他们心上。
Sometimes if we are parents, we know, right? We talk to our children every day, but sometimes it's so annoying because every day we repeat the same instruction and every single day over and over again.
我们作为父母呢，我们都会知道，如果我们每天一直讲同样的东西孩子也听了会很不喜欢。
Why we have to repeat? Because they don't listen.
为什么我们要不断的讲同样的东西呢？因为他们没有听进去。
And when the children become teenagers, sometimes we talk to them, they just.Turn their ears away and just walk away.
那当孩子变成青少年的时候，当我们跟他讲他们却转过身就走了。
Yes, they have a very good physical ears.
他们这个属肉体的耳朵是非常好的。
But the teaching did not go into their heart.
可是教训却不能够进入他们心里面。
So hearing equal to not hearing.
所以呢，听了就等于没听到。
The ears is a block.
因为耳朵已经被塞住了。
But in order to be someone that God likes us.
要成为一个被神所喜爱的人。
Our ears must be totally open.
我们的耳朵要完全的开通。
David, he strived his best to do this.
所以呢，大卫就是尽他的力量要做到这一点。
Why he want to emphasize this point?
为什么他要强调这一点呢？
Because his predecessor, King Saul, was not a person like that.
因为他以前的王就是那个扫罗王，并不是这样子的一个人。
God told King Saul.If you want to be king and continue to be king, there's only very simple things that you have to do.
那神告诉扫罗，如果你要做王，而且要继续做王，有一件简单的事你必须要做到。
Very easy.
就是很简单的。
What is it?
是什么事呢？
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
我们看这个撒母耳记上第19章。
15章。
对不起，15章。
1 Samuel 15.
撒母耳记上第15章。
Verse 1.
第一节。 撒母耳记上十五章第一节，撒母耳对扫罗说：“耶和华差遣我告你为王，治理他的百姓以色列，所以你当听从耶和华的话。”
So this is a very simple command.
这是一个很简单的命令。
If you want to be blessed by God,
如果要被神所祝福
，continue to sit on the throne，
要继续的坐在这个王位上。
Just follow instruction.
只是要听从命令而已。
But King Saul, his physical ears is good, but his spiritual ears is not good.
扫罗他这个属肉体的耳朵非常好，可是属灵的耳朵却有问题。
He didn't put it into the heart.
他没有把事情放在心上。
God told King Saul.
神跟扫罗王说
you have to attack Amalekites,
你要去击杀那些亚玛利人。
First, you have to kill the king.
要把他的王杀掉。
Secondly, you have to kill all the animals.
然后把所有的牲畜都要灭绝。
You cannot take all belongs to them.
一样东西都不能够去拿取。
Just do it. It is very simple.
只是这样子跟着做很简单。
But King Saul, the ear is blocked.
可是扫罗的耳朵却被塞住了。
He killed all the soldiers, but he spared the king.
他把所有的士兵都杀掉，可是却没有杀掉那个王。
He killed all the animals, but spared a good one.
他把所有的牲畜杀了，可是最好的却留下来了。
He think I obey 80% or 90% of the commands. That is, I obey everything.
他认为我只要跟从80%、90%，不需要跟从100%。
And I can even use the things that I keep to offer to God.
甚至用所存留的。亚玛利人的东西去献给神。
But God is very displeased with what happened.
可是神对于这样子的做法非常的不高兴。
Verse 22, let's look at verse 22. Very famous saying in the Bible.
二十二节是圣经里面一句非常有名的一章经节。
Verse 22.
撒母耳记上第十五章二十二节。二十二节，撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，此如喜悦人听从他的话呢？”听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
All the children in the RU class, they memorized this verse when they were young.
那很多我们的中学教育的学员，他们小的时候都去背这个经节。
It's not difficult to memorize this verse.
要背这个经节也不是很难。
But to really prick to the heart every day is difficult.
可是要他们把这个经节撼入在他们的心里面，却是不容易的事。
Because sometimes we have our own idea.
因为很多时候我们都有自己的想法
our own thinking.
我们自己的一套的
I think this way is better than what God said.
观念我们认为我们的这个做法比神所说的更加的好
I think I have a good brain, good mind.
我觉得我的思想不错
I think God arrangement is not as logical as what I think.
我觉得神的安排不像我认为的那么的逻辑
If I spare all the best animal and give it to God, isn't it even better?
那我把所有最好的留下来献给神，不是更好吗
？But God said, "I don't want this."
可是神说我不要这样子。
If you don't listen to me,
如果你没听我的话
，Even you bring all the gift to me, it's no use.
你虽没听我的话，虽然把最好的献给我也没用。
This is something that we have to remind ourselves.
这是我们要时常提醒自己的。
Verse 23, rebellious and stubbornness, a sin equal to offering to idols.
撒母耳记上十五章第二十三节，勃逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等。
Sometimes we look at our children.
有时候我们看我们的孩子。
Sometimes we talk about the same thing every single day. We are very angry, right?
每天都讲同样的东西，我们也会生气。
Oh, when they are teenager, they are really rebellious. Their look is so rebellious, and the neck is very stiff.
那些青少年，他们的目光或者是他们。都是很反叛的。
When they were young, they were not like that, right? But they were a certain age, they start to have this kind of showing.
那小的时候并不是这样子，可是渐渐长大就开始有这种勃逆的反叛的性格出现了。
This is very normal because the person, the personality is forming. That means the sinful nature becomes even more obvious.
就是很自然的，因为这个个性正在慢慢的形成，那这个。人里面的罪性也慢慢的会出来了。
So sometimes we are rebellious.
所以有时候会有这种反叛的性格。
But we have to remind ourselves.
可是我们却要提醒自己。
We have to just listen to God.
要听从神。
Don't follow ourselves.
不要只是单跟随自己的思想。
Remove the stubbornness in our hearts.
要把心中的顽梗拿去。
And that's it. God will like us.
那这样子呢，神就会喜悦我们了。
So we have to check our ears. Am my ears open to God's command?
所以我们要去检查自己的耳朵是否有开通来听神的道呢
King Saul, he was rejected because his ear was blocked.
扫罗王啊被神所弃绝，因为他的耳朵塞住了。
So that's why David reminded himself, my ears must be open to God.
所以大卫这样子来提醒自己，我要开通我的耳朵。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 15.
我们再看以赛亚书第五十章。
The book of Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4.
以赛亚书第五十章第四节。
Isaiah 50, verse 4.
以赛亚书五十章第四节，第四节， 主耶和华赐我受教者的石头，使我知道怎样用言语扶住疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听像受教者一样。
Verse five，
第五节，主耶和华开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背他，也没有退后。
These two verses are very beautiful verses.
这两章经节写得非常美妙。
Of course, the prophets are Lord Jesus Christ. He's also prophesying Lord Jesus Christ.
这里也同时也在预表耶稣基督。
It also can refer to any worker who wants to work for God.
而且也可以是指着每一位希望为神做工的工人。
Why Lord Jesus Christ can always comfort people?
为什么主耶稣常常都能够安慰人呢？
His tongue is taught.
因为他的石头是受教者的石头
，so that he can comfort people to preach the word.
所以他能够用话语用道理去安慰人。
Always listen to the heavenly father.
因为他时常都听从天父所说的。
Prophet Isaiah is the same.
以赛亚先知也是一样。
His tongue was taught.
他的石头也是受教者的石头。
But how was his tongue taught?
他如何得到教训呢？
His ear is listening to God.
因为他的耳朵正在听神所说的。
So every morning his prayer is like this.
所以每早晨他的祷告就是这样子。
Open my ears.
开通我的耳朵。
So that I will not disobey, will not go backwards.
使我不会退步，不会退后。
So brother and sister, every morning when you leave the house, what is your prayer?
所以弟兄姐妹们，每天当你离开家的时候，你的祷告是什么祷告？
This verse should be in our prayer every morning.
这应该是我们每天早上的祷告。
So, oh Lord,
就是主啊，
please open my ears,
开通我的耳朵。
So I'm gonna hear to the heart,
使到我听，能够把它听入心里面。
Don't just on the surface,
而不是只是一个外表的听而已。
The second point,
第二点，
we ask God to open our ears.
我们求神开通我们的耳朵
，so that we can listen to God's calling，
使到我们可以听到神的呼召。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
我们看以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6 refers to Isaiah's calling from God.
以赛亚书第六章这里是提及以赛亚被神所呼召。
And let's look at verse 8.
第八节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8.
以赛亚书第六章第八节，第八节我又听见。主的声音说：“我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？”我说我在这里，请差遣我。
Here is a very, also once again, very famous statement in the Bible.
这里也同样的一节非常非常出名的圣经章节。
Is the conversation between God and Isaiah?
是神跟以赛亚先知之间的对话。
But before that.Before Isaiah can hear God's calling,
在以赛亚还没听到神的呼召之前
actually something more important has happened.
其实有更重要的事情曾经发生过。
Sometimes when the spiritual ear is blocked, you cannot hear God's calling.
很多时候因为属灵的耳朵被塞住了，所以就听不到神的呼召。
Or you want to work for God, but you don't hear God call you.
我们希望为神工作，可是却没听到神在呼召我们。
Or you don't even want to work for God.
或者我们根本就不想为神工作。
Why was that?
为什么会这样子呢？
Because of sin.
因为罪的缘故。
Because Isaiah, he found out himself, actually, he is a person of unclean tongue. His tongue is not good.
这里以赛亚他发现原来他是有这个不洁净的舌头。
So that's why God used the burning coal to stuck in his mouth and clean his mouth.
所以神就用这个沾这个炭烧着的炭放进他的嘴里面去为他洁净他的嘴唇。
And then, verse 7 tells us, your sins are forgiven.
第七节这里说你的罪被赦，你的罪业要变除掉了。
So sometimes what is that wax that block our spiritual ears to hear God's calling?
所以那个挡住我们的听到神的 附着的那个耳垢。
What is that?
是什么呢？
Sometimes it's our own weaknesses.
有时候是我们自身的软弱。
Sometimes it's our sin.
有时是我们的罪恶。
When our heart is filled with unclean things or sinful things.
如果心里面充满了不洁净的东西。
Our heart will not feel the calling from God to do something from God.
我们的心里面就听不到神的呼召去为神工作。
At that time, we just think of ourselves.
因为在那个时候，我们只是为自己着想。
You know, at that time, Isaiah, maybe every day, he's just joking around and saying worthless things and even scolding people or lying or gossip. His mouth was used in that capacity.
在那个时候，以赛亚先知很可能在之前都是一个常常开玩笑，讲一些不实际的话，或者是讲一些不重要的事情。
Or lies, or even lies.
或者是骗话。
That's why his tongue was dirty.
所以他的嘴唇是不洁的。
For someone who is gifted talking, sometimes he makes more mistakes with his tongue.
因为一个更有讲话能力的人，他讲错话的机会会更多。
So Isaiah was a person like that.
以赛亚就是这样子的一个人。
That's why at that time God didn't even talk to him.
所以在当时神根本就不要跟他说话。
He cannot even hear anything from God to show his direction of life.
他也没有听到任何神的声音来指示他人生的方向。
But one day God will come to change his life.
可是有一天神决定要改变他的一生。
In the year of King Uzziah passed away.
就是当乌西亚王驾崩的时候。
He showed God's glory to Isaiah.
那神让以赛亚看到神的荣光。
In the spiritual vision, Isaiah saw the throne of heaven.
在属灵的这个异象里面，以赛亚看到了神的宝座。
Saw the holy temple.
看到了这个圣殿。
Saw the seraphim, very, very burning and very glorious.
看到这个荣耀的撒拉佛。
And then God cleaned his tongue.
然后神就洁净他的嘴唇。
And forgive his sin.
赦免他的罪。
And then he hear that, oh, whom shall we send?
接下来他就听到神的说话，我可以差遣谁呢？
So why we didn't hear anything? Because it's our own problem.
为什么我们不能够听到任何声音呢？是我们自己的问题。
So that's why we have to clear that.
所以我们必须要先洁净。
If you look at our Toronto church, we have a lot of holy work to be done.
我们看多伦多教会其实有很多事工要做。
We are facing a lot of things in the future.
我们要面对很多的事情。
In 2 weeks' time, we're having an AGM.
在接下来两个星期我们将会有这个年度大会。
We also select the new church board member.
而且将要去选举选出在接下来的那些职务会员。
If you look at the Bible used the word select, 选出not using the word vote like the 选举
那圣经其实是用选出而不是用这个投票选举。
Because you know, the Bible, actually, if you look spiritually speaking, even though we may use a process of voting, but at the spiritual level, it's God choose his worker.
虽然我们人是用这些选票去做进行推选，可是呢，从属灵的层面来说，是神感动人去选择。
Just like God choose the one he want to use for him for this field.Coming 2 years,
就好像神他用他的能力去选那些在接下来两年他所要用的人一样。
It's not by ourselves that oh we want who to be elected or not.
并不是我们自己认为我要选谁或者我不要选谁。
Spiritually, if you are selected, if you are selected by God, you're chosen by God to work.
从属灵的层面来说，就是被神选上了，就是被神选去工作。
So this is a very important concept we must know.
这是一个非常重要的观点，我们必须要知道。
But the thing is, before we can be chosen, we have to equip ourselves ready for God to use.
那还没有被神选上之前呢，我们必须要装备自己，好让自己能够让神所用。
First, we have to see God's glory.
第一，要看到神的荣耀。
We have to really respect God.
就是要非常的尊敬神。
You have to experience God.
要能够体验到神。
When you see God's glory, you serve God with all your heart.
如果能够看到神的荣耀，就能够全心全意的来侍奉神。
When you see God's glory, you know you're not serving people. You're not doing things for people to see or evaluate.
那看到神的荣耀，就不会觉得在为人做事情，不会觉得是让人去衡量。
When you see God's glory, you know you do this for God, and God will looking at you, and you're.Accountable to God in every single thing.
看到神的荣耀，就知道现在是为神做工，所做的一切都是要向神交代的。
And then secondly, we have to see our own weaknesses.
而且要看到自己的软弱。
If we see God's glory, but we don't see our own weaknesses,
如果只看到神的荣耀，却没看到自己的荣耀
，You may think, "Oh, I'm so good. Yes, I'm good enough to work for God."
那你会觉得我现在很好，可以为神工作了。
Then God will not use us.
啊，这样子的想法呢，神是不会运用我们的。
If you think you are good, then God is you're no good.
如果自认为好的，其实神就认为你不好。
But if you think you are no good.
可是当你认为自己不好的时候
，Just like Isaiah, suddenly he discovered, "Oh, I'm so much weaknesses."
就好像以赛亚，他发觉原来他有这么多的弱点、软弱。
He repented God.
向神悔改
，and then God cleanses weaknesses, cleanses sin.
神就洁净他的那些软弱，赦免他的罪。
Afterwards, verse 8, he hears God's calling.
那到第八节，他就听见神的声音说
，He heard the Lord said, "Oh, whom shall we send?"
这里神说，我可以差遣谁呢
？And then Isaiah responded.
然后以赛亚就会回应
，Here I am.
说我在这里，请差遣我。我在这里，请差遣我。
I am here. So.Already he hear very clearly. This time is God wanting him to do something.
他已经听得很清楚了，是神要他为神做一些事情。
Even though he's not that ready.
虽然并不是预备得非常好。
But God forgive him.
可是神赦免他。
God will help him.
神会帮助他。
Please send me.
所以他对神说，请差遣我。
The sovereignty is on God's hand, it's not on you.
所以这个绝对权是在主权是在神的手中，不在你的手中。
Now this year I want to serve, so I come out to serve.
并不是那么简单啊！今年我想到我要出来为神做一些事，所以我出来做一些事。
Or say, "Oh, I don't want to do it, so that I don't do it."
或者说我不要做，所以我不想做，所以我不要做。
The sovereignty is on God's hand.
主权是在神的手中。
If you really want to do it, but God didn't send you, you do nothing.
如果你真的很想做，可是如果神没有差遣你，你也什么都做不到，
也不能做，
也不能做。
If you didn't want to do it, but God sent you, then you still have to do it.
虽然你不想做，如果神要差遣你，你还是要去做。
So this is a total submission.
所以这就是完全的顺服。
So a worker of God, his ears must be very sharp, very open, without anything to block his ears.
所以呢，神的工人他耳朵必须要非常的清楚，非常的清澈，
he knows,
听到每一样神所要说的。
He knows when to move, when to stop.
知道什么时候要进行工作，什么时候要停止工作。
When to wait.
什么时候要等待
？When to hold on and wait for God？
什么时候要静默等待神
？So the third point，
第三点
，We have to pray that God open our ears to understand His teaching。
我们要向神祈求，让我们的耳朵开通，明白他的教训。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10。
我们看《使徒行传》第十章。
Acts chapter 10 record a story that。Peter went to Cornelius' house to preach.
这里记载了彼得到哥尼流的家传福音。
That was a breakthrough in the apostolic time.
在当时使徒教会来说是一个转捩点。
Because before chapter 10, all of the members are in Jerusalem and they were all Jewish.
因为在第十章之前，所有的信徒都是犹太人，都是在耶路撒冷的犹太人。
They stick together and they are very happy.
他们都同住在一个地方，非常的高兴。
They never really think about or dream about one day they'll go to a foreign land or preach to Gentiles.
从来都没想过要向外邦人到别的地方去传福音。
But God has a plan to break through the barrier of ethnicity.
可是这里神却有一个计划，要冲破这些种族的隔离。
First, God showed Peter a vision.
所以神就向彼得显示了一个意象。
Three times to show him you must eat the unclean things.
三次让显示给他知道要他吃那些不洁净的食物。
Peter three times replied, "I cannot. I born of Jew. I never eat those things before."
三次彼得都回答说，我是从出生到现在都没吃过这些不洁净食物的。
And then while he was thinking about this.
当他在这样子想的时候
，Cornelius already sent his servant come to Peter's house.
那哥尼流就差派他的仆人来到彼得的家。
Already tell him what God showed vision to Cornelius.
哥尼流也让彼得知道神向他所显现的意象。
Let's look at what the servant said to Peter.
我们看这个仆人怎么对彼得说。
Acts chapter 10, verse 22.
使徒行传第十章第二十二节。
10 verse 22。
使徒行传第十章
，verse 22。
二十二节，他们说百夫长哥尼流是个义人，敬畏神，为犹太人痛国所称赞。他蒙一位升天使指示，叫他请你到他家里去听你的话。
Here is the servant said, God really touched through the angels touch the heart of Cornelius to ask you to come to his house to listen to your words.
这里记载，这个仆人说，神，叫一位天使指示，叫哥尼流请彼得到他家去。
So in order for someone to be saved, he must hear God's word first.
那当如果要一个人得救，必须要先听到这个福音。
Peter went to his house, traveled a few days already, arrived his house.
那彼得就行了几天，然后到他的家。
And Cornelius said the same thing. I want to hear from you.
那哥尼流也对他说同样的事情，是说我要听你所说的。
Verse 33.
第三十三节。
Verse 33.
使徒行传第十章第三十三节，三十三节，所以我立时打发人去请你，你来了很好。现今我们都在神面前，要听主所吩咐你的一切话。
And then once again he said, I want to hear from you the word of God.
这里再次他说，我要听主所吩咐你的一切话。
Now the setting is here. Worker is here.
工人在这里了。
He come to the truth seeker place.
来到了这个慕道者的家。
Cornelius is here.
这个哥尼流也在这里。
All the relatives are also here.
那些亲戚朋友也在现场了。
What's next?
接下来是什么呢？
Of course, they expect Peter to preach.
所以他们就是在等待彼得在传福音
了。And of course, verse 34 tells us Peter opened his mouth.
三十四节，彼得就开口说。
And preached a sermon.
然后说出了一段道理。
Now, if you look at a sermon nowadays, you think about, oh yeah, what we are looking for.
这里我看我们今天所讲的讲道，就是我们所要在真道里面所寻找的。
What kind of sermon can touch people's hearts?
我们在思想，怎么样的一篇怎么样的讲道能够感动人心呢
？Sometimes you may think I can only use Bible. I must use some internet story or jokes to captivate people's attention.
有时候我们会想，我要用圣经，我要用一些网络上的一些笑话来抓住人心。
Or a story from outside，
或者是外面拿一些笑话来抓住人心。
Or use PowerPoint，
或者用一些图像显示。
To show a lot of pictures，
用很多的图片。
But actually, if you look at what Peter do，
可是如果我们看彼得所做的
，His sermon is very simple。
他的这个。讲道是非常的简单。
He beginning by saying, "I look at God, so no favoritism."
他说：“我看出神是不偏待人的。”
And then he continued to preach.
然后他继续说了。
Jesus go everywhere to do good deeds.
是啊，他讲说主耶稣去很多地方去做行善事。
Just like what John the Baptist has already prophesied.
就好像施洗约翰之前所预言的那样，行很多善事。
He was crucified on the cross.
主耶稣后来被钉在十字架上。
Third day resurrected.
第三日就复活。
And then we bear witnesses for him.
然后向门徒显现。
Even all the Old Testament prophets, they are prophesying these things.
也用所有的旧约里面的先知所预言的来证明耶稣基督。
The last conclusion is chapter 10, verse 44, the last verse, that for those who believe in him shall be receiving the forgiveness of sin.
然后在总结的时候就是在使徒行传第十章四十四节。
四十三节。
对不起，四十三节的
最后一句话。
最后一句话 那里他说凡信他的必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
Okay, imagine this, if today we have an evangelical service, we only talk like this.
我们想一下，如果今天我们有一场布道会，只是讲这样子的一段话
I think 5 minutes you finish
五分钟就讲完了。
And then you may think, preacher, no new things.
那可能你会想，会跟传道说，传道没有再新的东西可以讲
吗 ？No story.
没有故事吗
？No jokes.
没有笑话吗
？No testimony.
没有见证吗
？Just like this, how can you touch people?
如果只是讲这一段话，怎么能够感动人心呢
？But God touched people, not necessarily using those things.
可是神感动人心不一定是要 用到刚才我们所说的那一
些 Peter just speak the word of God,
因为彼得只是讲神的话
When God started to move,
当神开始感动人的时候
People's heart understand
人的心就明白了
Verse 44
第四十四节
When Peter was still preaching about this, the Holy Spirit came down, filled everyone
彼得说这话的时候圣灵降在一切听到的人身上
wow, this, you can imagine yourself the picture what happened that day is so powerful
我们可以试想一下当时的情况那是多么的充满能力
very simple message
一篇很简单的道理
very faithful worker
一个很忠心的工人
very sincere listener
一些很真诚的听道者
Holy Spirit move
圣灵就感动这些人。
They understand.
他们就明白了。
They go to get baptized.
然后去领受洗礼。
And that's it. Break through the barrier of ethnicity.
就是这么简单，就能够冲破了这个种族的隔离。
Peter is the first one to preach the Gentile, not Paul.
彼得是第一个向外邦人传福音的人，并不是保罗。
Not because of Peter.
并不是因为彼得。
But because of the Holy Spirit.
是因为圣灵的缘故。
So today is the same thing.
所以今天也是一样的。
Sometimes we think evangelism in our church, how to bring people.
有时候我们在想，教会里面我们应当怎么传福音？
Do we have new programs?
我们是否要有新的节目？
Activities?
有什么新的活动？
Picnics?
一些郊游？
Those are not the real issues.
这些其实都不是主要的原因。
The real issue is when people come in, they're touched by God.
最主要的是，当有人来到教会，他们是被神所感动。
When they're touched by God.
如果他们被神感动
the teaching, they understand.
他们就能够明白这些道理
When they kneel down,
当他们跪下来祷告
they receive Holy Spirit.
他们就能够领受圣灵
they immediately know other problem.
所有的问题都能够解决
because everything come overcome by faith.
因为所有的问题都会因着信而能够解决
because they touched by the Holy Spirit.
因为被圣灵所感动
So that's why in our church evangelism,
所以在我们教会里面如果说到传福音
A whole church must pray more.
所以整个教会每一位都必须要恳切的祷告。
The more the church pray,
我们如果祷告的更多
，the more truth seeker will come.
就会有更多的慕道者前来信主。
The more people are touched by the Holy Spirit.
就有更多人被圣灵所感动。
When I met another preacher in the United States, he shared with me.
有一次我遇到一位在美国的传道，他这样子跟我分享。
I asked him, "How do your church do evangelism?"
我问他，你们教会怎么做传福音的工作呢
？He said, "You know, prayer."
他说祷告
The more we pray
祷告的越多
God will start to work
神就会开始工作
If you don't pray enough
如果祷告不足够
Even you have a lot of program but no people come
虽然你有很多的节目还是没有人会来的
Even people come but they don't believe
虽然那些人来也会不相信
So he told me in the local church they encourage members to come early for prayer session
所以在他们的教会里面他们这样子勉励信徒要早到教会来参加早祷会
For example, 11 o'clock they start But 10 o'clock, people, the member already start coming to pray
虽然是11点开始聚会10点钟就很多信徒来到教会祷告了
At the beginning, of course, people are not used to coming so early
当然一开始的时候很多人都不没有那么适应说一早来教会
But gradually people come earlier
可是慢慢的人就习惯了早来教会。
More and more people join the prayer session.
很多人来参加祷告会。
And after a while, they see really the church is starting to grow.
然后慢慢的，他们看到教会开始有增长。
More truth seeker.
有更多的慕道者。
And the baptism have people.
那每次洗礼都有人洗礼。
So the most important thing is we ask God to open the ears of the truth seeker and the heart of the truth seeker.
所以我们要祈求神开通那些慕道者的。心开通他们的耳朵
And then it's so easy to preach the word of God
这样子来传福音就变成非常容易了
So, the fourth point
第四点
We have to ask God to open our ears to rebuke and correction
所以我们要
求神开通我们的耳朵 open our hearts to rebuke and correction
求神开通我们的耳朵来去重建和改正
领受责备
领受责备
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 8.
我们看箴言书
Proverbs chapter 8.
箴言第八章
Chapter 9, sorry. Chapter 9, verse 8.
对不起，是第九章第八节
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 8.
箴言第九章第八节第八节不要责备亵慢人，恐怕他恨你；要责备智慧人，他必爱你。
Verse nine，
第九节，教导智慧人，他就越发有智慧；指示义人，他就增长学问。
Here the Bible gives some wisdom words。
这里圣经给了我们这些有智慧的言语。
You rebuke someone, you have to ask yourself first, who are we talking to?
如果我们要责备人，我们必须要先问自己：我所要责备的人是谁呢
？If you think this kind of person is really a mocker, then you just save yourself some air, right? Save yourself some trouble. Don't even rebuke him because you're wasting your time.
如果你要责备一些亵慢人呢，你最好是不要浪费你的气力，因为会浪费时间的。
Because you rebuke him, he will not change, and he will hate you even more.
因为如果这些人你责备他，他不但不改变，而且他还会 更加的憎恨你。
They may even hurt you.
对你来说更加的不好。
So don't think, oh, now I have the truth, you know, I have the Holy Spirit, you know, I see everybody not doing right, just rebuke him. You're not wise if you do that.
如果我们认为我现在有真理，我有圣灵，看到有谁做错事情，我就去责备。如果这样子做，就是非常的不明智。
But if he's a wise man,
所以我们要成为一个有智慧的人。
Okay, but if the person is a wise person,
如果对方是一个有智慧的人
，even though he did wrong thing,
虽然他做错事情
，you can rebuke him,
你也可以去责备他。
He will love you even more,
因为他会更加的爱你。
At the beginning, he may feel hurt.
在开始的时候，他可能会。受到一点
but after a while, when you go home, he may think, actually, what he say, actually, is quite right.
但是过了一段时间，他回家去慢慢思想你所说的话，他会觉得你所说的是对的。
And then after a long time, he come back to you, he say, actually, you are good.
那过了一段时间，他会回来跟你说，其实你所说的是对的。
Actually, this happened a lot in the Bible and in our daily life.
在我们日常生活里面，在圣经里面，这些事情常常都会发生。
So now let's check ourselves.
所以我们要检查自己。
Are you wise or not wise?
你是一个智慧人吗？
It depends on when people rebuke you, how do you respond?
就是看如果有人责备我们的反应是怎么样。
Oh, today actually not very people will rebuke us, right? Especially unless when we're very young, your parents may rebuke you. But when you grow up, very few people will rebuke.
其实现在，除非我们是小孩子，其实我们长大以后，很少人会责备我们。
Sometimes people remind us we are not feeling happy.
有时甚至有人。提醒我们，我们也不是很高兴。
So if our response is negative, this means we are not that wise.
如果有人提醒我们，我们却以一个负面的反应去回应，
because,
就证明我们不是很有智慧。
Because our ears are blocked.
因为我们的耳朵已经被塞住了。
We like praise when people think, "Oh, you're good." Ah, yeah, we're very happy.
我们喜欢称赞，当人家说我们好的时候，我们就会很高兴。
When people say, "No, you're not doing this right," and then just no.
当别人说你这样子做不对的时候，我们就不高兴了。
Our ears are blocked to criticism.
因为我们的耳朵已经塞住了，不能够听任何的批评了。
Actually, criticism and correct or even rebuke are the only way to help us to improve.
其实，如果要我们能够改得更好，主要的就是要听人家的责备、批评或者是改正。
Everyone need criticism and correction.
因为每一个人都必须要听批评或者是责备
if necessary.
如果是需要的我们都必须要听
Even Peter, he himself was the pillar of the church.
虽然彼得作为教会的柱石
He was the chief of all the 12 disciples.
他是十二门徒里面的那个老大
the most senior, oldest in age.
他是年纪最长的那个人
He followed Lord Jesus Christ 3 years.
他跟随了主耶稣三年
He witnessed Jesus' resurrection.
彼得也亲眼看到主耶稣的复活。
He started the ministry to the Gentiles.
他也是第一个向外邦人传福音的人。
He's so experienced, so well respected in the church.
在教会里面，他是多么的有经验，多么的是被人尊敬。
Who is there to tell him you're wrong?
那谁敢跟彼得说你做错呢
？But does it mean nobody there that he's always right?
可是是否就是说彼得永远都是对的呢
？Bible tells us human is a human.
圣经告诉我们，人就是人。
Even Peter make mistakes.
即使是彼得本身也会犯过错。
Actually, Peter quite a mistake, quite some few mistakes.
其实彼得也犯了不少的过错。
There was one time he make a mistake.
有一次彼得他犯了一个错误。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2.
我们看哥罗西书第。
Galatians 加拉太。
对不起加拉太书。
Galatians 2 verse 11.
第二章第十一节。加太书第二章第十一节，十一节，后来基法到了安提亚，因他有可执之处，我就当面抵挡他。
Verse 12.
第十二节，从雅各那里来的人未到以先，他和外邦人一同吃饭，及至他们来到，他因怕风格里的人，就退去与外邦人隔开了。
Verse 13.
十三节，其余的犹太人也都。随着他装甲甚至连巴拿巴也随火装甲
Verse 14
十四节但我一看见他们行的不正与福音的真理不合就在众人面前对基法说你既是犹太人若随外邦人行事不随犹太人行事怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢
There was one occasion that Paul rebuked Peter openly
这里有一次保罗他公开的责备这个彼得。
Paul doesn't do that to everyone all the time. No, he's not. This is not his common practice.
其实保罗并不是一个常常公开责备人的人。
Especially to coworker.
尤其是对于自己的同工。
Sometimes you have to remind your coworker in private. Okay, talk nicely. That can help.
有时候我们必须要私下去提醒我们的同工。
But that occasion is so special.
可是这一件事情却是非常的特别。
Because Peter and Barnabas, they were eating with Gentiles believer, brother and sister.
这里在之前呢，彼得跟巴拿巴跟这些外邦人的弟兄姐妹们一起吃饭。
Because everybody knows that salvation, no more separation of ethnicity or Gentiles or Jews. We are together. We are one family.
因为我们知道，在救恩里面已经没有再分任何的种族了。
That's right.
这是对的。
This according to the Bible.
这也是圣经所教导的。
But human is weak.
可是人总会有软弱。
When someone from James who came.
当有从雅各那里有人来的时候
This means the Jewish believer to emphasize circumcision
就是那些强调要割礼的那些犹太人
when they come in to join the dinner
当这些犹太信徒他们来参加这个吃饭的时候
His heart is afraid Oh, what would the people say when I eat with them
那彼得就开始心里面觉得心慌说如果他们看到我跟外邦人吃饭怎么办呢
Okay, immediately, okay, separate We are not even together
那就赶快的假装要隔开说我不是跟这些外邦人一起吃饭的
Because he want to protect himself from being blamed
因为他要保护自己免得被人
Paul,
在后面说长说短
But Paul saw this
可是保罗看到 这一点
Paul knew, no, this is no good
保罗知道这是不对的
Because the heart of the Gentile believer they will be hurt muchAfterwards,
因为保罗知道，如果这样子做呢，那些外邦人的弟兄姐妹们，他们的心里肯定会被伤害到。
Peter is the leader of the church at the time.
当时彼得是教会的领袖。
If you do this, nobody say anything.
如果他这样子做，没有人会责备他。
This means all the Gentiles, the faith will be destroyed.
那如果继续这样子做下去，所有的外邦信徒他们的信心将会被毁灭。
At that time, nobody would say anything to Peter.
因为当时没有任何人对彼得说任何话。
But Paul said something to Peter.
可是保罗却对彼得说
，in open，
公开的说
，by love，
因着爱
，by love， not to make him look ugly， this is different，
这是不同的。保罗说这句话是用爱心来说，并不是要让彼得在众人面前难看而说的。
Because he loved the Gentiles, he want to make sure they are protected，
因为他要爱这些外邦人的信徒，而且要保护他们。
And also love Peter so that he will not continue this mistake。
他也爱彼得，希望彼得不会再继续这样子错下去。
So he said, "You are wrong."
所以他说你这样子做是错的。
How can you do this?
你怎么可以这样子做呢
？Wow, this is a very sharp rebuke to Peter.
这对于彼得来说是一个很强烈的一个责备。
Peter already an old man.
因为彼得已经是一个年长的
senior apostle，
是一个年长的使徒。
Who is Paul?
谁是保罗呢
？Just a young worker, starting only a decade or something.
保罗只是一个年轻的传道人，只是一个刚刚开始工作不久的人。
And then how can you rebuke an old worker?
你怎么可以在这里责备一位年长的工人呢
？But Peter can take it.
可是彼得他却能够接受这样子的责备。
Why Peter can take it?
为什么彼得能够接受这个责备呢
？Because he is a spiritual man.
因为彼得是一个属灵的人。
A spiritual man can digest.Rebuke or correction from others.
因为一个属灵的人，他能够吸收、消化别人对于他的责备。
Yes, afterwards, you think yes, he's wrong.
后来他觉得自己真的是错了。
And then he totally accepts this correction.
他也完全的接受了这个改正。
He didn't fight back.
他没有回用就是回反驳。
Or remember this, or just have grudges in the heart.
或者是心里面。产生这个怨恨。
But rather, he loved Paul.
可是彼得他却爱保罗。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
我们看彼得后书。
This is a spiritual worker.
这就是一个属灵的工人所做的事情。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
彼得后书第三章第十五节。
Here in verse 15.
彼得后书第三章第十五节，第十五节。并且要与我主长久忍耐为得救的应由就如我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗照着所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们
谢谢 My dear brother Paul
这里他说说亲爱的兄弟保罗。
Many years later, he wrote this. He described Paul, my dear brother.
在很多年以后，他写信，他这里这样子描述保罗为所亲爱的兄弟。
In verse 16, he said he has written a lot of things which is difficult, but don't misinterpret it.
那在第十六节，他说他在一切的信上也都是讲论这事，心中有些难明白的。
So his heart has hold no grudges.
所以我们可以看出啊、在彼得的心里面对保罗是完全没有怨恨的心。
His ear is totally open.
因为他的耳朵完全开通了。
So brother and sister, are you open to correction?
他说对于弟兄姐妹们，我是敞开心来去接受责备。
If your husband or wife even tell you something, we'll be angry.
有些夫妻如果对方说一些事情，我们也会
will be that,
会生气。
Or your children remind you something or talk to you something, you're so angry. Hey, you are my child. Who can you talk to me?
有时候儿女提醒我们一些事情，我们也会生气。我们会说：“你是我的儿女，怎么会敢提醒我呢？”
Do we have this?
我们是否有这样子呢
？Open ear.
或者是我们有一个开通的耳朵
？So we have to every day ask God to give us an open ear.
所以我们每天都必须要求神开通我们的耳朵。
Then God's teaching can sink into our heart.
那么神的道理就能够进入我们的心里面了。
Hymn 26.
我们在唱诗第26首。